breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
A judge must be independent and must interpret the law, not make the law. A judge must interpret statutes as written, and a judge must interpret the Constitution as written, informed by history and tradition and precedent.
That was Judge, who will soon be Justice Kavanaugh, last night, as he was accepting the president's invite to become the nominee for the vacated Supreme Court seat where Justice Anthony Kennedy had been. Glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be here. Looking to get some perspective from kind of across the spectrum today. And one of the first groups I want to get some perspective from, because I think the issue is going to be bullied in the days to come. And I mean significantly. I think you're going to see all kinds of sad, weepy TV ads and campaigns talking about how this Supreme Court is just going to do terrible things to women in the days to come. So I wanted to get some female perspective on all this. And Penny Nance is the head of Concerned Women for America and rejoins us. She's also the author of Feisty and Feminine, a rallying cry for conservative women. And it's a pleasure to have Penny back with us. Penny, good to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Great being back on. Thanks so much.
Your group immediately put out a congratulatory note last night. In fact, it was only about the 27th note I got in my email inbox. Evidently, the liberals.
Okay.
No, Penny, you did good, but the liberals beat you to it. They were sending him just as his speech began. I think you waited until he had actually accepted before you hit send. But my goodness, I've never seen.
And we had a name, actually. We didn't put X.
That's right. I have never seen.
Who we were talking about?
I have never seen this this kind of like charged, like loaded gun animus ready to be unloaded on a target they don't know anything of.
Well, I mean, come on. Like, the Women's March is so discredited at this point. I mean, this is the same group that embraced just recently the legalization of prostitution,
right,
and opposed the sex trafficking bill that closed the loophole on Backpage and these other bad actors. So at this point, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised by anything they do.
No, not at all. And they had to do three emails to even get the text right. And this was the order. They did the double X, which is where they were going to put the name in. Then they sent one out with his name misspelled. It was spelled Kavanaugh with a C and an E. And then they finally got a third blast out in which they actually had the name spelled correctly. But by that time, I'm just rolling in my living room watching the misspelled emails come in. Anyway, it was really funny. Penny, let's talk a little bit about the role that women are going to play in this confirmation, because the issues coming before the court, like the life issue, like the abortion issue, are going to impact women. What is CWA's perspective on where we're at?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. You know, Kevin, we launched today, and I'm really announcing on your show. This is the first time I'm really talking about this. We've announced our Women for Kavanaugh initiative campaign. We're going to spend about $500,000. It's a nationwide campaign, but really drilling down into 9 key states. And it's an opportunity to educate and to rally conservative women on behalf of Judge Kavanaugh, soon to be Justice Kavanaugh. He, as you laid out earlier very well, is accomplished. He is credentialed. He has written over 300 opinions. He is a constitutionalist in his philosophy, and that's what we have to ask for. We're not, we don't go at this the way that the left does. We can't come at this politically. We have to come at this from constitutional philosophy. And he is a great pick. He will be a great justice, but we're going to need everyone. We're going to need every one of your listeners. We're going to need our Concerned Women for America members. We have about 500,000 around the country to speak to their senators in these key states and to urge his swift confirmation.
I have been speaking with different types of people today, kind of along the political spectrum, and there seems to be, I would classify it as false hope, that the left is going to be able to in some way Robert Bork this nomination. Mm-hmm. I don't count the votes falling into that combination.
I think
Lisa Murkowski is not really a questionable vote. Trump won her state big. she wants to be reelected. I think she's kind of in the same position some of those red state Democrats are in. Trump is if Trump is popular in the state, then as a senator, regardless of your party, you really are probably going to have more pressure put on you to support the nominee than to vote him down.
Well, I don't think you can take anything for granted, certainly. And we are really going to be, even Alaska, leaning into that state and turning out our women to town hall meetings and to help them to communicate, if they actually have them, to communicate with their senators. We'll be flying our state leaders in from different states and taking them over to meet with their senators one-on-one. You don't take anything for granted, but I think your assessment is correct. I think Kavanaugh is... he's really, sort of the compromise candidate. You know, many of us loved Amy Coney Barrett.
Sure.
And, she was my first choice, but she's a harder sell, right, for people like Lisa Murkowski and others. I think that if Republicans actually pick up seats in the midterm, and I think in their Senate, I think they may, if there is another retirement, then, she may be the next choice. But right now, Kavanaugh is a solid consensus pick because even the more establishment wing of the party, they can't in any way suggest that he's not more than qualified for this job.
Yeah.
Whereas Amy Coney Barrett is new to the job.
She doesn't have any opinions authored yet. Yeah.
Right. She's brand new. So she's like, I don't know, what, 3 or 4 months. So, okay, we get it. Let's let her grow a little more and then when she's more baked, we'll take her out of the oven.
I think it's going to be interesting to see just how many seats the Trump administration will end up getting to name. I do hope he gets at least one more. That would be a great trade out. Ruth Bader Ginsburg for Amy Barrett. Hey, real quickly, how do they get involved in the Women for Kavanaugh campaign?
Well, come to our website, either concernedwomen.org or womenforkavanaugh.org or .com. And literally, this is so new, we don't have the page up yet, but by the time, give us an hour, it'll be up.
Okay, very good. Womenforkavanaugh.com. Go check it out and then get enrolled in your local area as well. Penny Young Nance, thanks for being with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.